Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole, and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hooray, it's donut time, Super Don. Donuts for everyone.
Donuts.
Well, you just sent me this thing right before we go on the air. Thanks a lot. High sugar diet. All right, I'm thinking, oh, you mean it's going to be good for us? Because they got these pictures of glazed, shiny donuts. And I do remember, listen, I'm back in the South again. I'm still in Atlanta. Tomorrow we head up to Nashville to do the International Association for Colon Hydrotherapists Association conference. And I might need some fixing if I eat these things. I grew up in the South. Do you have Krispy Kreme donuts where you are?
You know what? I think they might have it up north, like in Portland area. But I have had Krispy Kreme before. Or they just melt in your mouth.
Yeah, and it's like that's where they. I think they started in Atlanta because they had one on Ponce de Leon where you'd drive by at night, you know, after, you know, when I was in college and the people were hungry, they had the munchies, and it said hot donuts now. The light would be on, everybody would be like, all right, go now, get them hot while they're there. They'll melt in your mouth. Of course, this is, you know, crack cocaine sugar, right? It's refined sugar on a stick or not on a stick in a donut hole, and. You know, this is, again, I come back to my history of a standard American diet. We talked a little bit about food yesterday at R. Thomas, which was great. And, you know, my wife and kids did get, like, some kind of organic dessert. I was like, I took one bite of it. It's like, oh, my God, that's so sweet.
You know, I heard that on the air. It was like white chocolate something. And you, like, your knees got weak and you fell
on the floor. Yeah, I was like, no. I had one little bite, and I was like, that's enough, honey. Thank you. The kids can tolerate a lot more than I can. But anyway, this story is interesting. And by the way, I just want to give you a heads up on the show today. We got a lot to do and a little time to do it. Well, actually, we got a lot of time to do it. But we are going to go outside the box with Ty Bollinger, of course, and getting ready for the Nashville trip. This hour, I had one interview that we had not aired from Autism One. And I thought, you know, this is kind of an interesting timing with this story that you threw my way. Let's run it. Zach Bush, a really smart guy, a medical doctor scientist that I met there at Autism One for the first time. He does a lot of GI recovery. So I like the guy, right? We're all aligned there. So he's got his perspective on how to go about it. So I'm always one to open our eyes and ears at new things. So we're going to hear from Zach Bush this hour from Autism One. So that's going to be cool. Yeah. So leading into that, though, this story you sent me, high sugar diet can impair learning and memory. I'm like, okay, how does it do that? Now, for one, I would just say, okay, hypoglycemia. If you're on a high sugar diet, you're going to deplete chromium stores. You're not going to be able to regulate blood sugar. You're going to have crashes. Initially, the initial phase is you'll dump lots of insulin into your system, and it'll crash you because it's responding to this high sugar diet until you exhaust your pancreas, and you don't have enough chromium, so you can't do anything about it, and then you end up in diabetes. But this one goes a little differently, and I think it probably doesn't counteract what I've just said, but it says by altering gut bacteria. Altering gut bacteria, yeah. Standard American diet, loaded with fat and sugar, although they always throw fat in there and don't differentiate between fat. And it may be hurting not only our physical health, but our ability to think clearly. Now, clearly, if you've altered your gut ecology to the point where Candida albicans has taken over, anybody who suffered with kind of a systemic Candida, you have a foggy head. Everybody knows this. It's like a brain fog. You can't think. You're like, I got candida on the brain, you know, whether it's literally there or
now,
not.
That's what Super Don's problem is. Yeah. Oh, we figured it out.
Too many sugar donuts. Although in Seattle, I hear that they have organic donuts we've talked about before.
They have bacon donuts up in Seattle.
Bacon donuts. Okay. Bacon, right? New research. This is from your neck of the woods, Oregon State University. Is Oregon State, are they the Ducks? Or is that Oregon? I never know.
You know, it's
one.
Either the Ducks or the Beavers. I can't remember. I want to say that Oregon State is the Beavers.
Okay.
I think Oregon, yeah.
But anyway. Beavers don't eat ducks. They don't eat donuts either, so they're okay. But high sugar, high fat diet causes changes in gut bacteria that lead to significant losses in cognitive flexibility, a measurement of the brain's ability to switch between thinking about one concept to another and to adapt to changes in the environment. Well, clearly, you've altered the environment in your gut. It's going to alter the way you interact with the environment outside of your gut. I'm not surprised by this, but it's just, you know, more validating information that what you do matters. What you eat matters. And you have control over this. I mean, some people say, no, it's out of control. I can't control my cravings. But that can be due to hypoglycemia. These cravings occur when your blood sugar drops precipitously, and then you can't control. And that the addictive behaviors come from this as well. You just reach out for something to satisfy when you have these cravings, and you don't understand how to read the signals that your own body is giving you. So I find this an interesting story, Super Don. I'm glad you brought it to my attention.
You know, there's just a plethora of stories out about the gut now. I'd say over the last year, it's just you didn't see anything about the gut. Every once in a while, you get something along the way that would be like, well, no, that doesn't make any sense. The gut has nothing to do with that. And then all of a sudden, now everything has to do with the gut. So here, you know, it's just another vindication.
Yeah, exactly. How long have I been saying this? There's another vindication a little later. We'll talk with Ty Bollinger about the so-called safe chemicals. Now they're acknowledging that a little bit over time causes cancer, right?
Safe ones.
Yeah, love that.
Awesome.
But this is your brain on sugar. The findings join a growing body of research that warns of the possible negative effects of excessive sugar consumption on brain health. The mounting evidence has even led some scientists to refer to Alzheimer's disease as the type 3 diabetes because of the association with chronically elevated blood sugar levels and insulin resistance with cognitive decline. I'm telling you, you're depleting your chromium stores in the body. Please call up Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com or go to his website and get the GTF chromium, the whole food chromium that he carries. Also the selenium, which is very neuro or brain protective. And Super Don, I was trying to get some more selenium as a stopgap measure for my mom while in Atlanta. I went to five different health food stores, and none of them carried the whole food selenium by Megafood, which is the health food store brand of the innate response. I don't know why it's so hard to get them in local health food stores. I'm just going to say it. That brand, I love them, but they suck at marketing. I'm sorry. You guys suck at marketing. You should be everywhere with the quality of that product, and you're not. That just tells you your marketing department fights the big kazoo. And there's just, you know, every store should be carrying the chromium and selenium from them especially. But there you go. So anyway, call up Jonathan. He's got it for you. ChooseToBeHealthy.com, 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. Hey, was there something that came through the website, or did somebody leave a phone call? What happened? There was something related to Hoofnagel?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hoofnagel got a message on his Facebook page last night, which I happen to run and manage for him, just as a favor.
Right.
And, yeah, it was a person from Turkey. And I don't even know. I think it's a she.
Okay.
Writes in and says, Super Don!
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of you and RSB. And she went on to talk about how there's news about the Supreme Court nullifying parental consent for vaccinations in Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
She's from Turkey, lives in the Netherlands. And she said that she had heard our show about 3 weeks ago when we were playing what skeptics do when you walk into a room and yell homeopathy. And they all go, woo, woo.
Yes.
So she asked if she could have that because she wanted to share that with people to show how crazy the skeptics are about homeopathy. So Hoofnagel sent that off to her, so she had that. But it was kind of cool to see that Hoofnagel and the Robert Scott Bell Show has reached the Netherlands and Turkey.
You know what? Did you ever realize how much Hoofnagel would impact the world? Right? That darn cat.
That darn cat, right?
Yeah, I like it. I love
it. Speaking of which, Hoofnagel is going to be coming out with a new article here in the next day or two in reaction to the racism concept.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Running around right now.
Yeah, so check out Hufnagel. We get exclusive access, at least for 24 hours, when he comes out with stuff at robertscottbell.com and digging it. You know, does Hufnagel shed? I don't know. Super Don, as the handler, you'll have to let us know. But I like...
He sheds nails and broken glass if he doesn't like you.
That's what I'm sensing about him. Anyway, we got a theme song when we get a question of the day coming through the website, and here's what it sounds like.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this question of the day, this is a quick one coming from Judy. She listened to yesterday's show at R. Thomas, and she says, Robert, when I listen to your program, you often say that links and more information are in the show notes. However, I do not see that reference on your page. Would you please tell me the name of the topical magnesium product you referred to in your Tuesday show, June 23rd? And in the future, what is the best way to access the information from a show? Thanks, Judy. Well, Judy, yeah, you did find out. I kind of screwed up on that because we didn't know Kevin from Harmony Cone was actually going to give away some magnesium, the electromagnesium, to 10 callers. And you still have time because a lot of people don't listen live, so you may be able to get in. Judy, if you want to call 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, and leave your name and number, you may be one of the first 10 to get the free little tube of the electromagnesium topical. But for you, go to harmonycone.com. It'll link out. You'll see links to it, and you'll be able to access it, order it directly. But, yeah, I typically try to. Sometimes it's embedded. It's kind of sneaky. So I ask that you read the show notes. I know that you're like, oh, I don't have time to read. But, listen, I don't ask much of you. And Op-Ed does a lot of good work with them. And sometimes I don't get him the details because it happens during the show. So we have to kind of retrofit the notes and get it in after the fact. So that may be the reason why that happened.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like when you're watching a commercial and they have the big story that you want to see, like, on the news thing, and they always hit, like, right at the end, right? So you have to watch the whole show.
I know. But this is the notes aren't that long. And, in fact, what I did today, I embedded photographs that we didn't have because we were taking them live on the air, and there's a picture of me and Kevin. And if you click on it, it'll take you right to harmonycone.com, and then you can find the link to the electromagnesium. But, again, call up. It's worth the call. You might be one of the 10, 866-939-2355. Mention the free electromagnesium giveaway. And if you're one of the first 10, Kevin or someone from Harmony Cone will reach out to you and find out how to get it to you. So with that, we're going to take a break. We're going to go back in time to Autism One to the only interview we have not played yet. Zach Bush, interesting about recovering the gastrointestinal system. Give a listen to that. You'll learn a lot. And then Ty Bollinger joins us outside the box as we head up to Nashville tomorrow for the International Association for Colon Hydrotherapists. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors. This is the place for health freedom and healing liberty.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, more healing information from Autism One. This is a healing gift that does keep on giving. Met some interesting folks, obviously, while here in Chicago. And, you know, a lot of the things you're very guarded and reluctant, reticent to just kind of wholly embrace suddenly. But I'm a good reader of energy and sense as well, and I want to uncover more information, particularly when it comes to gut healing. I've dedicated a lot of my life's work to accelerating, making more efficient the recovery of those who are suffering gastrointestinally. I never hang my hat and say it's all done. There's nothing more to do, nothing more to learn. And anybody that does, you might want to turn the other way and walk, find somebody else that's actually invested in healing, not dogma. I want to welcome a new friend, guest to the show right now. Zach has been in the medical field, I believe in research field, Zachary Bush, and he's with Restore for Health. I'll tell you more about that in a little while. But Zach, what brings you to Autism One?
Yeah, this is an amazing opportunity to be here. Thank you for also inviting me to your show here. A really neat community to plug in with through 17 years of academic medicine and traveling the world and meeting scientists from all over the place. I have never met a more synergistic and amazing opportunity than I have in this last few days here at Autism One. I think it's telling that some of the smartest and most outside-the-box thinkers that I've ever met are coming together around this topic of these autistic children, and that they're bringing us to the table is a really neat story.
Yeah, I mean, if we're not motivated by the health of children, we're never going to be touched in this case. And you know, if you're in the allopathic medical sciences, there's a lot of what we are accused of being denialists of certain things, but I think the denialism that is happening is within a lot of the allopathic medical profession, that these vaccines are quite harmful. If they actually do provide a benefit, it may be outweighed by the harm that is occurring. And if you don't believe that, come to something like Autism One and see the families, see the children that have been impacted this way, and try to say that's not real.
That's exactly right. And I think that's the journey of every physician right now. It's the journey of every scientist right now, is sorting out what we call science and evidence-based medicine with the humanity of it. And putting the humanity back into the science is something that actually is a real growth process, I believe. Or at least it was for myself, I can say. I was certainly being groomed to be the head of an academic institution and really being driven down that path, getting accolades and getting awards and all this kind of self-padding and padding of this curriculum vitae that happens in academia
right.
was all built around cold science without much of the humanity in it.
And, you know, I heard you talking to someone just before, maybe in the spiritual realm, and I think that the divorce of the sciences from spiritual life, spirit. Now, I'm not talking about everybody has to be the same religion. Like I said, we've been given free will. We're all, you know, unique individuals and creations of God, in my opinion. But the idea that we can bring that, what you said, humanity, there's the essence, what is that, spirit, into the sciences again. Because the sciences and advancement without that spirit and the lack of consciousness that we see is very dangerous. Very dangerous. And we see that with GMOs. We see that with the preponderance of heavy metals injected into children. And those scientists, doctors claiming, oh, there's no harm with injecting mercury and aluminum and things like that. And we have to see it's devoid of consciousness, if you will.
Yeah.
And that's not good. And I know it's hard in terms of academic settings to talk in terms of spirit, but my goodness, how are we even alive? You can't explain it biochemically alone.
Right. Yeah, I think that's each of our journey is coming. And we're at a very exciting tipping point as a science community in that the God factor, if you will, is starting to be visualized. We're getting down to understanding atomic structure and coming to terms slowly with the reality that we are 99.99% vacuum space. And that's a really difficult thing to come to terms with when your job is to study the solid part, to
right.
study cell biology, to study how the cells move.
Yeah.
To come to terms with the fact that that's 0.001% of the body is a little overwhelming. But we are right now, because of the tools, you look at everything from the Hadron Collider and understanding quarks and all this stuff, as if anybody will ever understand a quark.
Right.
But, you know, we're down in this fabric level now
mm-hmm.
where we're coming to terms with the fact that there is universal knowledge. There is structured information coming in and out of black holes in the universe, and there's structured information coming in and out of the proton in the center of every one of our atoms. There is universal knowledge. Stephen Hawking, of all the agnostic atheists out there, he may have been the loudest, and now he's coming to terms with his own discovery of Hawking's particles and saying there is structured
Stunning.
Knowledge in the universe, and
well,
what do we do with that?
Let's go into that. Also, we'll get into some practical aspects and thought forms in regards to healing the physical as well, the gut, the epithelial lining, of which I love to talk about. We're talking with Zachary Bush, Dr. Bush, we should say, but Restore for Health. We'll get you that information as well, and we'll be right back on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, we're back, and the evidence of healing may not always be found in an academic institution or in a lab. It's out there in the real world. We talked to these families here at Autism One about the recoveries, and there have been 1,000 paths, if not 10,000 paths, to recover. In my mind, there's not only one way. There are many ways to get there in healing. Of course, we look holistically and see, can we achieve the healing without harming the patient, killing the patient? For instance, I think that's fairly reasonable when you look at although that unreasonableness in modern medicine has discarded that first do no harm principle very often. And we're talking with Zachary Bush, Restore for Life, or Restore for Health, I should say, and the website Restore and the number 4 health.com. I'm sorry, Life. That's why I see the brochure here that you got. It says Restore for Health, and then the website says Restore for Life.
Yeah, we're there to confuse you.
At this point, I can be easily confused. Restore and the number 4 life.com. It's linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. So, Zach, I had my history of GI inflammation, leaky gut, colitis, etc., because I was raised pharmaceutically.
Yep.
My uncle was a doctor. My dad was a pharmaceutical rep. And, you know, we were a medical family. I had to break out of that in order to heal 25 years ago now by utilizing homeopathic medicine, by going organic, by detoxifying, by remineralizing my body and giving it the things that it didn't have from the diet I was on, the fast food diet, the diet out of a box, right? Or even the grocer's freezer, which might be better than those other things. But regardless, I was deficient. I was toxic. I was, non-functional in a lot of areas of my body in terms of full functioning. I had respiratory ailments, skin conditions, GI stress, of course, constipation, sinus stuff. I've had skeletal inflammation. So my goal, obviously, is to help others that have suffered or are suffering like I did, or perhaps worse, and get them on the path to healing. Now, I've refined approaches that help me, and I continue to research and bring that out. Now, that's a little bit of why we're here to talk, too, in that you've seemingly come upon some ideas as well. You heard me talking to some folks earlier, and I like the discussion. I like opening it up and seeing where we can go with this.
Perfect, yeah. So the interesting thing, cascade of events that led to our science breakthroughs at Biomic Sciences, as well as just the field itself, the time was ripe for this discovery, and that what was happening in my career was happening across the country as all of us were coming to terms with the fact that there's no such thing as disease per se. These thousands of diseases, these thousands of titles that we've put on humans, is actually just lots of different words to explain the same process, which is inflammation.
Yeah.
And so as we boil every disease or disorder down to one simple process of inflammation, we get a much simpler approach to human health and wellness.
Well, Zach, you mentioned inflammation, and in talking inflammation, of course, the medical response, by and large, has been basically anti-inflammatory, so non-steroidal, steroidal, COX-2 inhibitors, things that have liver and kidney toxicity and gastrointestinal unintended negative consequences. So how is it that we acknowledge inflammation, but we go, this is not about blocking inflammation. Isn't it about going deeper to the source of the inflammation? And if so, what have you identified?
You're exactly right. And so if you come to the conclusion that the root cause of all disease is inflammation, then we got to start asking some really fun questions of what's the root cause of inflammation? And so now we're looking at the root of all disease. And so the root of the root is an injury at the gut lining. There's so much discussion in the literature now of gut health, and the consumer is so inundated with information for gut health that's frankly just confusing at this point, because everybody apparently has some idea of what gut health has, but nobody's defined it well.
Right.
And so we were looking for the root of the root of the root. And so at that root cause of inflammation is a breakage of a little protein called tight junctions.
Okay.
And those tight junctions make the entire membrane of your gut contiguous. It is the firewall between your food and your bloodstream, between the food and your immune system.
Yep.
When that tight junction is injured, we overwhelm the gastrointestinal associated lymphatic tissue, which is about 80% of our immune system. At least 60 to 80% of the antibodies produced on any day is produced there.
Mm-hmm.
And so as you break the tight junction, you suddenly overwhelm the gut. And with that overwhelm of the gut, you get chronic inflammation, which is a shift from acute injury management to a snowballing process of loss of communication at the cell level.
Right.
Chronic inflammation, we believe, can be redefined as loss of communication at the cell level. And once you come to terms with that, then you can start to understand what are all the 10,000 pathways that we could get out of that situation. And so that's where we were in 2011. We had developed a center for nutrition to reverse chronic disease, and we were running into problems. We had a lot of patients that weren't getting over the hump of inflammation, no matter how much kale or Brussels sprouts we pounded into them.
Right.
And so there was this huge hurdle that we weren't getting over, and we were asking questions, what is that root? What is Where's the root? What? And what we came down to was the soil. There's got to be something that's happened in the soil that's changed the food, that's changed this. So we were going down soil science pathway, and a colleague of mine brought a 90-page white paper from soil science into my clinic, and I was flipping through it. I didn't understand 90% of it because it was all esoteric soil science, but I flipped a page, and just by providence of the universe and that vacuum space that we were talking about, there was a moment of recognition there, and the recognition was the molecules that I used to use under the microscope at UVA to develop chemotherapy compounds looked for all the world to be mimicked here in the soil, and times 15. This molecule was 15 times cooler than anything I'd ever seen, and so in that one moment of recognition of, wait, nature is creating something that's way more potent than chemotherapy, was my moment.
Right.
And that moment in 2012 birthed this product Restore as a communication network recognition, and so we recognized suddenly that the bacteria of your gut are actually producing a communication network between the species.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
and that's the science that we're bringing forth.
Okay, so, you know, one of the things you utilize the descriptive term, tight, what do you call it? Tight junctions.
Tight junctions.
Right? I think of a cellular matrix, if you will. I'm making these hand signals to try and describe this, but, you know, some people think in terms of fibrous connective tissue, something along the lines of, we talk epithelial integrity of the skin, we can see.
So what you're describing is extracellular matrix.
Right.
An extracellular matrix is a beautiful whole system of communication in and of itself. It looks sort of like a neural network. And we're increasingly understanding that network is mimicked on macro levels as well as micro levels.
Right.
But this is actually before you even get to the extracellular matrix. The extracellular matrix is holding the basement membrane together and beyond.
So this is below that?
This is above that. Yeah.
Okay.
So if you're picturing the very surface of the gut is where your food touches. So those rough out bumps that are the lumen of the gut absorbing the nutrients. That very, very cell surface is tied together by something that looks like Velcro. The tight junctions look like Velcro that link each cell to the next. And so before you get to the extracellular matrix, you're looking at tight junctions to make this front firewall between the food and your bloodstream.
Now, what I've determined to in accelerating, because I work homeopathically, of course, in other ways, I see gross deficiencies in silicon. Not to the point where people are turning into a putty or goo.
Absolutely.
But significant enough that repair mechanisms are, let's say, integrity corrupted. In other words, there's not enough if we talk about material. And silica is often overlooked as a connective tissue matrix kind of
correct. Huge
criticality.
Tissue, the hair follicle.
Right.
You see
nails,
yeah.
But people forget about the epithelial inside. In fact, everything, bones, skeletal, circulatory, vascular,
absolutely.
Right? And we know that the repair of the gut requires certain things as well. As much as I am a homeopath and I do energetic type medicine, we have the physicality we have to address and assess as well. So it's part of your strategy also to reintroduce the minerals. I know, like when I read your formulation, it included copper, which I was very intrigued by because I know copper is like a maestro in repair with zinc and different things. So I feel that's a very important part of the recovery process. But what other deficiencies did you identify?
The deficiencies that the human body has right now are immeasurable. We're basically deficient in everything or we're overwhelmed by everything. And the reason we've gotten to this point of either toxicity or deficiency and no normal, if you will, is because of the lack of an intelligent membrane.
Mm-hmm.
And so once you lose intelligent membrane regulation of flow from food to bloodstream, then you lose that regulatory ability to reach a normalcy. And so deficiency is largely happening because of two problems. Number one, you don't have enough bacteria to make your nutrients in your kale or whatever it is you're eating bioavailable.
Yeah.
So there's a digestion process that's lacking because our ecosystem is oversimple.
Right.
So that's step one. Step two, then, is with an oversimple gut, it turns out we have a vulnerability at the tight junction. The bacteria are supposed to be making these carbon molecules in the digestion process that protect the tight junction, but we lost biome, so we got vulnerable tight junctions. Then we created the perfect two toxins to those tight junctions. We developed leaky gut. Those toxins are gluten and glyphosate.
Yeah.
And so with the leaky gut, then you get acidity or inflammation building up in the galls. And now the deficiencies are almost inevitable.
Right.
You mentioned silica.
Yeah.
One of the most critical features for keeping clean the ECM, the extracellular matrix.
Right.
And so the silica is kind of like a scrubber along that ECM. But silica and so many of the other positively charged compounds in need to be getting through have a hard time trapping through a positive charge membrane.
Right.
You need a negative charge across that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Restore does. Once you get the carbon molecules back in there, you get the tight junctions fixed, for the first time you can build a negative charge across that membrane.
Mm-hmm.
And so the deficiencies are a couple fold. You lost the biome, you lost the integrity of the tight junction, developed inflammation, and now you've got an acidic barrier that you can't get a lot of your critical pieces back through.
Gotcha. So if we're utilizing this comprehensive formulation liquid, which I tried, it's easy to take. It doesn't seem like you need to take a lot either. And I like simplicity. I like the practicality. Your understanding is sound. And I believe we could use this as an adjunct, too, that it's not contraindicated for any of the things I already know and utilize and help others to do it as well.
The exciting thing about it is that it doesn't do anything of it itself. It doesn't go heal the body. It doesn't.
Right.
It is just communication. And so it's going to simply make everything you've found more potent.
Right.
Because right now you're forcing silica through by getting the vibration of it through homeopathy or getting the actual silica upregulated by overwhelming the membrane and trying to just push it through.
Mm-hmm.
But if you fix the intelligent membrane, then the silica you take is instantaneously pulled in.
And this has been a message of mine. You're mirroring my own sentiments here as well, which is fun, that when I do this homeopathically, and there's other realm of restoration of that integrity, if you will, of these tissues, that everything is enhanced. The full functionality, the normalization of how we interact with the world around us as we carry that external environment through, but not totally through, you know, because there's that barrier. And restoration of that barrier is so, so critical. Restore for Life, the number 4life.com, to find out more about this, another mechanism, another method by which we can repair the cellular matrix and beyond. We're going to be right back, and I'll talk one more segment with Zach after this.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Hey, when I was on the playground in school, if I wanted to throw an insult at a fellow classmate, I might say they have leaky gut.
Yeah, leaky gut.
Of course, I mean, it's silly. We didn't know about leaky gut when I was growing up, even though I had it. But now it's a medical diagnosis. Is
right.
It a leaky gut or, you know, irritable bowel? You're an irritable bowel disease, right? And it's funny, but it's not, because it's devastating across so many. I talk about, you know, the causation. You know, long before there was glyphosate, there were other issues like antibiotics. We talked vaccines, additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, GMOs. Now, of course, plastifiers have other heavy metals. You know, when we talk about injury, I mean, we can think of injury in terms of a cut to the skin, a puncture wound, inflammation from a burn or a wound or a poison. I mean, I think we can visualize it out here. We've just kind of neglected the reality of the similarity of that cellular matrix and how it's being impacted inside, because we don't see it visually.
Yes, very accurate. So one way that I've shifted my worldview is you talked about injury, and that's certainly in Western medicine how we're totally trained into the whole injury paradigm, into the disease process, into damage and repair. But before you can have injury, you also need vulnerability. And so that's an interesting place to start the discussion. What is the vulnerability that led to this epidemic of leaky gut that we have? And the vulnerability happened in the soil back post-World War II. And so we shifted from thousands of years of farming practices of crop rotation, composting, all of this, to suddenly this surplus of petroleum coming out of World War II. And so we took petroleum and turned it into nitrogen, phosphorus, fertilizers, and started dumping that on the field. We destroyed ecosystem of the soil in about 10 years. You know? And so in just a wink of time, we destroyed billions of years of soil science, you know, and soil maturation. And so in that moment, we developed a vulnerability as a species, because the plants that we were then going to consume, or the animals animals that would eat those, that we would then consume up the food chain, the plants, so they weren't carrying nutrient. And when you become deficient in nutrients because you had killed the soil and its organisms, suddenly your tomato doesn't have any lycopene. You're no longer fighting cancer with your tomato. And so we developed this slippery slope of vulnerability as we lost nutrient in the plants. With that, you just suddenly don't have a reason to have biodiversity. Because if you have lots of nutrients on the plant, then you need thousands of different species to help handle that at the gut level. But if you're only eating three foods, i.e. soybean, corn, and wheat, then there's really no need for biodiversity at the gut level. And so as we've got monoculture on the plate, and monoculture in the soil, we had to become monoculture in the gut. And that's the vulnerability that led to the opportunity for this widespread injury in our groups.
Blah, I can retire now. I don't have to say anything more. I love it. This is absolutely the path that I've been on for the last 25 years. What you're describing, again, coming from a biomedical physician background, researcher, to see and identify and validate these things, it's exciting to me. And then to put it into play in a way that does not violate that very important ecosystem, if you will, on an external way or an internal way, but in actuality helps or directs action to restore it.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. And so that vulnerability turns out to have been not just the lack of bacteria, but the lack of the products that they make.
Yeah.
And so as you got monoculture in the gut, you got fewer and fewer of these things that we like to call carbon snowflakes.
Yeah.
Each bacterial species makes its own carbon metabolites. And the more metabolites you have, the more snowflake variety you have, then the better the communication network is at the gut level.
Right.
And that's what we lost.
Well, listen, I could talk with you for days and we'd never run out of things to say and discuss and be excited about. If those of you would want to learn more about Zach, maybe we can get him on again. Restore for Life, the number 4Life, .com. We have it linked up in the show notes today. They have a toll-free number at 844-432-5488, 844-432-5488, and definitely would want to follow up as far as that. Briefly, for those that want to try this Restore product, is it taken like a teaspoon three times a day?
Three times a day. A little bit of liquid before each meal to protect that gut, get your firewall rebuilt so that the food that you're about to eat doesn't destroy that tight junction.
You know, and he's into simplicity like I am, making it simple so it's easy to comply with recovery protocols. I think this is going to be a method that even accelerates all the things I've been doing even faster, even more. And again, not by jumping over anything, but literally by doing what needs to be done just in a more efficient manner. So you guys check it out, and we'll talk with you again, Zach. I appreciate your patience in stopping by so late in the game here at Autism One.
Robert, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, really cool guy. Check it out. We've got lots more healing to go. In the meantime, you know what you need to know? Well, besides what I want you to research and check out, is that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
We the
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.